So everyone, I'm super excited today because I've been waiting and waiting for this special guest to show up today in my studio, in my little cute home studio that I set up. It's cozy. All the guests being on my show have pretty much are girlfriends of mine or women that I look up to and inspire, and wanted to have them to be on my show because I want them to aspire other women. So today my special guest is Leah. Leah's in front of me and she looked beautiful as always on TV, and she's even prettier in person. So Leah is a very successful, you know, real estate developer. I know she have a lot of other business. She's just so busy. I mean, just even having a time to set up with her is like crazy. We have to book months and months ahead. So I'm so excited that she's here. So I'm going to have her to tell us what she's been doing now, her project, what she'd like to share with us, and hopefully doing all her project and endeavor, she can give us some wisdom and helping other younger women look up to her and see what they can do. One thing about Leah that I think we very similar, we both are an immigrant and we both wanted to make a living and support our parents. My mom was a single mom, so I totally understand how you work hard and making it in the U.S. and then to support your mom. So Leah, tell us about what you do and how you get here today. It's an amazing story.
Oh man, how do I start it? You look gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I think when you mentioned the single mom, it triggers me a lot because I grew up with a single family, and my parents divorced when I was 8 years old. And I have been wearing the same pair of shoes in my high school growing up. And of course, I'm a single child, so I'm a girl. So I think when I was little, a male child is more desired in, China, the culture. So I've been growing up competing with boys. Yeah. So
You are a super girly girl, by the way.
I probably a man, like inside and a girl outside.
Yeah.
So when I grow up, I just been struggle to trying to prove myself to people that I can do better than a boy or a man, you know. And by looking at my mom trying to work so hard 9 to 5, raise me up, and by the way, she haven't got married until I go to United States. So
since your parents divorced when you were 8, so she stayed single, just working hard to raise you then.
Exactly. Okay. But she's still trying to, like, she loved me so much, so even sometimes I love the beautiful dress, she's trying her best to get it for me. Oh. And I just feel like one day, I just feel like I want to change this and I want to give her a good retirement life.
And was she working, was she came from a wealthy family, or she had to work hard as a single mom? Like even by the dress that you wanted it, right?
She has to work hard as a single mom.
Well, I'm glad that she found love. So
thank you.
Yeah. So when you came to United States?
I came to United States 2009.
So it's not that long ago. How did you, a girl from China coming over here in 2009, learned a language, and then it's not like that's what your family does, right? It's not like that's what your mom does in real estate. How you get yourself where you are today and then got into real estate?
My mom has been my inspiration. She told me that if you're not born rich and you want to be successful, you want to be next to people who are successful and learn what they are doing and the wisdom, the network, how they achieve things. Mm-hmm. So I was have this opportunity. So I've been send my resumes as like CEO assistant.
Oh, because really?
I feel like I should have then I can learn the most from them because they are executives and they definitely on the top. So I got fortunate enough that I've been working with this real estate developer in China. He has many, many projects, but the first project that I involved was from the dirt, and he developed the duplex. Like the first 3 floors is commercial and going up is like residential. And we deal with it from the dirt. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he has so many projects, he just throw everything to me.
Oh, wow.
So I try to figure out from the planning to, you know, like I put a temporary office. I got the water, like the where, the internet even, like
did put you have office. Any experience or did you went to school in that?
Not at all.
Not at all? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but my school knowledge is about like finance.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm an MBA in finance and accounting.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Am I trying to educate myself?
You don't look like a number girl, but because you look more like a fashion trendy, the way you dress, you know, you're very put together. Like I would think you like in the fashion or art space, but then again, you're in the real estate. So yeah. Okay.
I was interested in numbers for sure. I'm good at numbers. So I've been educating myself for CFA level 2.
And wow.
After
she's
a while.
She's smart also, people. Don't fool you by the look.
I was trying to be a wealth manager or, you know, going really? To a finance company. But I don't know why I just find my passionate in real estate because I just love it. Yeah, I love it. I think house can give me security.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, utilize this financial background knowledge, I'm able to do my own numbers.
Oh, so the first project you work on pretty much is like from everything from the zero, right? And that was like a three-story duplex, you were saying? Was it here?
It's a high-rise.
Okay.
But the first three story was it's commercial.
Okay.
And going up are residential.
Got it.
Like apartment buildings.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then from there, that's how you learn your experience and yeah. you got more and more involved and learn from there. Because I know you got one of the biggest house, the listing in Calabasas. So obviously for somebody to trust you with that, you know, you must have a great portfolio. So how from there lead to getting the biggest house, the most expensive house in Calabasas? Yeah.
The fact that my first boss throwing everything to me, I'm able to learn every step of how to develop a real estate project from the dirt. So I'm able to accumulate the resources, the experiences, even how do you sign a contract? It's actually very similar. It's just the regulations are different between countries. And of course, the founding partners too.
Mm-hmm.
So after I come to United States, I got educated by the master degree and the finance degree. I'm able to bring in my resources to the new project.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so how did you from there got the biggest listing in Calabasas? Do you network? Do you like how do you find you? How you land up with this? You know, I hate to say it. There's so many listing agent, especially in LA, right? There's always so-and-so and who know. Look at all the reality show. By the way, everybody know Leah's also on the reality show, but we'll get there later. But I'm just saying, like, what was it would you do to actually beat out all this tons of agent and real estate agent and got this listing? Yeah.
Actually, I developed that house.
Ah.
So it's been, so I have multiple projects, but one of them, definitely my proud one. It took me a whole year to find a project. We got a good deal. There was a previous developer. He already got the planning down and the structure plan down. Even the basic, you know, wood frame is down to when he trying to sell the project because he's kind of ran out of the fund and mm-hmm. he meets situation, getting a divorce. So I was actually lucky to able to get that project with 60% of the appraisal price as it back in 2013. So like I was so excited and yeah. I actually didn't know what I'm like signing in because in the US the planning are completely different with China too. We have to do the planning separately with the, you know, the landscape, the gas house, the major main house, you know, it's a different process and it's a long process for me to eventually able to finish the project. But I feel like that can give me more experience to develop more project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that house, the famous house, was actually filmed in your other show. You also, Leah's also in the show Blind Empire, which our mutual friend produced, Kelly, which she's an amazing girl. So I know that house was aired in the show, right?
Yes, it was show up in the first season, last episode, at the party.
And how much that house ended up selling for? Because I know that was really expensive house. Or what was the listing on that? Or you're not supposed to say that.
With that part, I'm not supposed to say.
Okay.
It's a different setup right now, but that's definitely one of my project.
Yeah, no, because I saw the show and I saw the house because, you know, it's like you got... Everybody would party there. It was like a dinner there. It was amazing. It's beautiful. And then from that, how you got into the reality show? That's another difference, right? Well, kind of not, because it's a reality show is about your life.
Yes.
And so how you got into entertainment? Or this is something that you want to go pursue also?
It's pretty funny because I deal with large homes. So I always have these top tier influencers and celebrities surrounding by me. And we had these amazing parties, and some of the producers, they're just like, Leah, you came from China and you deal with all of this and you're a Chinese girl. Uh-huh. So maybe you should have a show, you know, like because people want to watch that. How is Chinese girl like doing
here,
all of this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but like people have that idea, but they never been putting it together. So back then, Kelly bring me in front of Jeff, and we had an interview. I actually had a few other interviews with other, show producers. They want to produce like
Asian other shows. Okay.
Yeah, other shows. So I'm not exactly sure how to do a reality show. Mm-hmm. And Jeff was asking, so what do you do? I'm like, nothing. And like he said, like,
do you
have
nothing? You do
a
so
love
much.
Life? Yeah. I was like, no. And Jeff is like, then why you're here? Like, I'm like, oh, Kelly,
tell me to come. Yeah.
And until we, I think we filmed the scene, the last episode on the first season. After that, Jeff is like, Leah, apparently you didn't tell me your full story. Like, so like, until Netflix renewed the second season, Jeff called me. So since I already have an interview with you, are you ready now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm like, let's try.
Yeah. So you are ready. Are you ready for more in the entertainment area now? Are you open to that now?
I'm pretty open to that right now. Blind Empire does give me some experience.
Yeah.
You know, I be able to learn how reality show is, right? Mm-hmm. And I also able to learn what's the meaning for me to be able to join a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I learned Blind Empire set up a certain tone already, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. it's like entertain purpose. Yeah. It's like people are...
Everybody's story.
Yeah, fighting and they go back together and they like explain to each other friendship, love, relationship. But the purpose of me doing a reality show, I want to inspire people because there are a lot of people from another country.
Yeah.
They are first generation or second generation immigration.
Mm-hmm.
What our hustle is, what our struggle is, what we do, like what we deal with people differently when we are working in workspace, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely a little bit more effort than people who grow up local. And also...
I know, because in your bio, professional hustler, I was like, I love that. That's very interesting. Like, definitely, right? By coming to this country, and it's not like you've been here before you came. And it's not like you have... Do you know anybody here that can mentor you here? Nobody, right? So
exactly.
You literally just came here all by yourself and bring whatever you learn in China and then somehow make it work for you here in a complete different a foreign country to you. So, yeah.
Exactly. So right now I'm actually putting a show together. I'm casting.
Excited. Okay, can you tell us about that show? Are we looking forward to it?
It's too early, but all I want to say is I'm casting people who are successful in their area and they have underdog stories.
Oh, because you wanted to inspire others. That's what you wanted to do.
Correct. Yeah. I want to lift up I want to tell people that wherever you came from or whatever you meet, experience in your life, up or down, you can always make a difference.
I think that you made that message very clear because if anybody look at Leah's Instagram, a lot of posts that you, and a lot of messages you have sent out is that, you know, professional hustler on your bio and all that is really giving other people encouragement and say, you can do this. Even if you, this is not your country, it's a foreign country, you can make that work, right?
Exactly.
And then, so I think one of the things that I noticed about what you were saying, I think is important, is hang out with people like, your mom is a very smart lady.
Yes.
What she was saying is that hang out with people to learn from them, from the people you want to be, and then you learn from them, right?
Exactly.
And then I think that's part of what people are saying is that hang out with people who have positivity, energy, not negativity. So yeah, that's amazing. So this show, and you were thinking about doing that, I can't wait. Do we have any expectation when that's gonna happen? Because I would love that. Because I feel like the entertainment media, they should have more feel good, inspirational stuff. Personally, I think everything else that is bringing your energy down or vibe down, it just, we don't need that. We need some more positivity and something inspirational. So I would love to watch a show like what you wanted to produce because it's a feel good and inspirational. So thank you.
You are very inspirational too. Do you want to be in my new show?
Oh yeah. Well, let's talk about it. When are you going to come out? I would love like I said, I think it's always amazing to help other and then to inspire other, right? So, and then I'm glad that you, because you were saying the I guess Jeff was asking, do you have a love? Like, no. Do you want to be known? You're like, you're so busy. Well, okay. Well, let's talk about that. Does the entertainment open, the door open up for your entertainment? Did that open your love life then?
You know, it's all experience. I changed, like I came from China, mm-hmm. and then I'm in United States. So as you see, I had a lover relationship in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's younger and he's lovely.
Yeah.
But I do learn that especially we made mistake when we were younger.
Yeah.
And if we date somebody still exploring, we probably... We don't want to tell them what not to do, what to do, but we already see things happening because we are made from already.
Yeah,
we had mistakes. So it's just very difficult to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are you open to more possibilities?
Yeah, right now I'm open. It's interesting. Because I feel like I know what I want right now.
What are you looking for? Let's tell the audience. So let's not tell the audience, tell the universe, right? Because when you say it out there, it's going to bring to you. So what are the quality Leah's looking for in love?
Okay, let me manifest.
Yes.
I do want kids in my life.
Okay.
I admire you.
Or just do my company. What's got worse? I can't find my soulmate, so here we go. But okay, so you do want to have children.
I do want to have children because of my own life experience. I want my kid to have a family and a happy. Mm-hmm. His father will take care of him too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for somebody who is going to be a really good father and take a responsibility for the kids.
And how's your schedule like? How do you balance all? Because, you know, I'm sure real estate and now this project you want to focus on are not your only project. Because getting time from you is very difficult. And then I know you always busy working on so many projects. So besides those two, any other project you on?
Project, you mean real estate project?
Yeah, besides real estate, entertainment, anything else that you're working on. I mean, there's so many things. And then you're also an ambassador for an amazing brand. So like, I mean, you're so active. So how is that balance your personal life?
It's hard.
Okay. At least you're honest. No, I that's what I want to know. Like, how do you balance out? And then for yourself, time for yourself, time for your friends and so on. Yeah.
It's hard. Earlier, I was involving in a startup company that have to run nightlives.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
how do you come out?
You know, like there are a lot of meetings happening in the morning.
Yes.
So if I sleep like
you have to do that.
3 or 4 a.m. and like in the morning, it's just difficult. Just like, well, I need to sleep 8 hours to be able to function.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny that I don't drink alcohol. I'm allergic to alcohol. That's a good part of it. So I don't have to, you know, get a hangover and take responsibility of the next day. I wasn't able to function in my brain.
Oh, wow.
I just need a good sleep.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Like a shaitan, yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm guilty of that. That's what I'm like, do you need coffee at least?
I'm having a coffee latte machine in my room.
Oh, yeah, actually. Me too. Well, you can see it. I have 2 coffee machines in the house. Yeah. So like, how do you balance your life, giving all the stuff that you have to do? Well, you don't have the nighttime club business anymore, right? Or are you still having that?
I'm not the operator anymore.
Okay, good. Thank God.
So
like, you don't have to be there. So how are you managing all the projects that you're doing and then also find time for yourself?
I think it's a stage of life, right? I say, for example, real estate, when I step in, it was just right after the economic recovery. Like all my in was about 2012, 13, 14, 15, when the economy just kicked back in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a little bit too high. So there are portfolios that I step out the position and there are portfolios I just keep managing, mm-hmm. have manager managing it. And while the pandemic hit, then I, you know, like, there's not a lot going on, actually. And I was able to, you know, did my IVF, did mm-hmm. my LASIK exam and yeah. filmed the Bling and Pair.
Yeah.
And then after the filming, I involved several startup projects. Some mm-hmm. of them I'm a co-founder. I'm just an advisor.
Yeah, because you're also a tech investor. I mean, we run into each other at the LA Tech Week, so... That's what I'm saying. How you do, so you're saying that the way you balance it because each one of the project had a different stage, right? So that's how you manage it.
Exactly.
But what about your personal life? When is time for Leah to play or Leah's time?
I think I'm too much of a like aggressive woman. Sometimes my friend tell me you need to be a little girl in front of the guy, so I'm trying to balance that out.
Don't worry, I'm with you. I get
and
it.
My friend told me that you have to pretend you don't know that, yeah. And then like they will feel, oh, I'm gonna protect you, and they say normally I'm the one like trying to protect a guy, so like,
yeah,
and you know,
well, I think that's the, I hate to say it, but that's a lot of issue or concern that a lot of strong women have. Right, because when you ask a lot of strong women, most of them are single, and you wonder why, because they're all successful. And just between me and you, all so many of our mutual girlfriend are single, and we're like, why are they single?
And they're actually all very successful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're like, why are they having such a hard time finding a partner? And that's why I was saying, Leah, sit it out there, send your intention in the universe. What you're looking for is going to come to you, right? So that's amazing.
I'll tell you a funny thing. My girlfriend actually set me up with a blind date tonight.
I'm so excited.
I've never been to a blind date. And so I asked her, what's a blind date mean? Do you close your eye on your date? Or like, she's just like, so oh, cute. I won't tell you. I won't tell you what does he do, what yeah. his age. Thanks God, I know his gender though, right?
Yeah.
Did you get
a picture?
I don't have a picture. I don't have like a full name. She said, no, Google. And I'm like, okay, though, do you tell him my full name?
Yeah.
She's like, no. I'm like, wow.
This is then, fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So all my friends yesterday, like John, Julia, everybody, X, and Ashley was like, so Leah, I'll tell you one thing. Blind date 90% of the time is not going to work so well. Should we all go with you? And sit next to the table, and you give us a signal. If it doesn't go well, we'll all come over.
You have my number too. You can text me if you need anything.
Hello, this is all my cousins, and they're gonna go with me for every time we date, and you're gonna pay for the table. I guarantee you, he's gonna run.
Well, you have my mobile number too. I'm gonna be in Silver Lake, so whatever it is, text me if you need us to rescue you.
So you will be my cousin tonight too.
I can be your cousin. I think your dad would believe it. So, but that's great. I'm excited because at least you're open to it. You could easily say no.
We'll see what happens.
I'm really happy for you. That's
awesome.
I will
update with you.
Yeah, I would definitely want to follow up with you because if your blind date went well, I'd be like, this is such a lovely story that I can tell the audience, tell other women. but the most important thing is what you were saying is like, keep your heart open.
Yes.
And you could easily say no. Given the fact that you're so busy, you would say no. But I like the fact that you have that playfulness in you because you're like, okay, what do you mean blind date? My eyes is blinded or what? No, but I love it because you still went going for it, right? And then I think that show your personality, that's the same reason why you decided to come here and build this empire for yourself, a career, what you're doing, and doing all the stuff you do. Because I'm sure the other project, entertainment, is not like you know anything about reality show, right? But from there, you learn the experience and now you want to produce your own show. Same thing with your real estate. You don't know about real estate, but you apply for an intern, you got lucky, you got a job from this guy who has so many projects, and you took that skill and built something for yourself. And then I think that's part of the professional hustler. That is what you are. That's great.
One thing I learned is in investment world, you always follow one rule, buy low, sell high. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather just like slow down when the market is very high and you see the economic slow down. Mm-hmm. Not that I never made mistake. I actually mm-hmm. have an investment in, crypto and the NFT space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We both like, ah.
Yeah.
we get each other.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it hurts.
Yeah. But what would be the advice you give? This is a question I always ask my guests, right? Like, looking back, what would be the advice on one thing you would tell the little Leah, you know, like if you back in 20 years ago, you know, you're like probably 12 or 10 or 8, what would you tell little Leah?
I would say, keep on going because life can be up and down. And enjoy the process because when you're down, you are improving. You know?
Really?
Yes.
That's so hard for me to learn too myself. But you're right, because there's no fastest life, right?
But when you're up, keep on humble and keep on treating everybody respectfully and be yourself. And of course, before when I was younger, I always wanted to be successful. And now I have a different idea about what actually wealth is. It's not only business-wise achieve certain success, but also I think health and happiness are the priority of that.
Yes.
Like those are most important. And of course, people you love around you, how your relationship with them are quite important too. In addition of that, the cash in your bank and the really say under your name are important too.
Yeah. Well, we need to take care of our mother, right? So
yes.
We need to pay back for what everyone do. So Yeah, but I can see you do post those message a lot. So keep up the good work. I want you to encourage other women and, you know, other local like you and I who came to this country not knowing the language and do something. So that's amazing. Thank you.
I think our experience are pretty connected to each other.
I mean, that's what you hear. We attract each other. So
we do.
That's what I was like. I need to interview you. So I was like, anytime, you know, you hear, that'd be awesome because I really wanted to share your story with other women. So thank you.
That's my purpose to be here.
Well, thank you for coming today. It was amazing and totally worth it. And, you know, I will follow up with you and hopefully you don't need to call me later.
My cousin is here. Hello.
Good. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.